The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with John Couch, who is producing and engineering the show on the other side of the glass. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, December the 16th. 2019, a good day to be born. I'm just overwhelmed with the good wishes via Facebook, email, voicemail, in person. Thank you all for saying and greeting happy birthday and wishing me all the best as we start another, another trip around the sun. We're broadcasting from Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk. We have worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. All of our podcasts available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number 790-2040. Our Monday political face-off featuring today Jeff Rogers, Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Our friend John Munger, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, Republican candidate for Arizona governor. I guess he's caught up in holiday traffic and is having some trouble getting over to the studio. The Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Jeff Rogers with me in studio. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm well.
Tell me a little bit about, and I'm still blown away by what Mr. Munger said. I think it was the last visit. He called Donald Trump the best president since Abraham Lincoln, and I'm still blown away by this division that we have seen just with you and Mr. Munger. You called Donald Trump the worst president we've ever seen. How can there be two parallel universes, if you will, in this country?
Well, I'll first explain my vision of it, and that is that he has done more to divide Americans than any president in our history. No one has been this divisive and caused America such great concern and a hatred of one another as our people feel towards each other. We've never seen anything like that, certainly in my lifetime or even in yours. I mean, the closest we could come to that is maybe the McCarthy era in the 50s when the red baiting was going on. That might be, you know, but it's probably pales in reference to this. And of course, my vision for America includes a different kind of judges than he's appointing to the court. But on the Republicans' view of things, they're getting their way. They're getting appointments of radical right-wing judges, many of whom are deemed unqualified by the ABA, but who will adhere to the philosophy of the Republicans, and that is things like ruling against administrative rulings, tightening the administrative bureaucracy, finding abortion, making it more difficult for a woman to exercise choices about her own body. These have been Republican goals for years, and so they're getting some of the goals that they didn't get for a long period of time, and therefore they're appreciative of having a president that allows them to do that. But that still doesn't explain their inability to react to the abject corruption of this administration, and particularly of Mr. Trump. I'm disappointed in many of my Republican colleagues that they won't draw the line somewhere and say enough is enough. I mean, had Barack Obama made a secret deal or attempted to make a secret deal with a foreign leader to help his reelection prospects, or Bill Clinton done something like that, how would you imagine Republicans would be? They would set their hair on fire. But because it's one of their own, they have an inability to look at it with clear eyes and see it for what it is.
Thomas Friedman writing in the New York Times, Jeff Rogers, under the headline, Impeach Trump, Save America. Mr. Friedman says it is the only thing to do if our country's democracy is to survive.
I agree with that. Impeachment and removal from office would save our democracy. Impeachment without removing him from office might at least make the statement that you aren't going to completely get away with these things. But the fact is that are Republicans willing to stand up and say that it is okay to engage a foreign democracy or a foreign country into interfering with our democracy and our elections? And if the answer to that is yes, then we've already lost our democracy in a way, because one of our major parties has abandoned it.
Well, I'll play the role of Mr. Munger here for a moment and say that John's saying that Donald Trump is the best president since Abraham Lincoln. And I think John would say, and I think he has said on this program, look at what he has accomplished. What do you say to that?
Well, his major accomplishment is not screwing up the huge economic success that started in spring of 2009 under the Obama administration, continuing that, and I would say is that he hasn't screwed that up. And therefore, that's a major success that I think we can all point to. However, we've seen, even during Obama's years, that the rewards of this this economic advancement are not truly being appreciated by everyone. The income between the poor and the rich has grown wider than any time in our history, and we have we are now one of the countries, one of the most prosperous countries, who has the widest gap between the rich and the poor. So, everyone's, this rising tide is not lifting all boats, as they say.
All right. John Munger is not going to be able to make it today. He is got caught up in traffic or whatever reason. But one of our other regulars we have called upon and is with us on the live line, and that's Bruce Ash, who is in his, I believe, fourth term as the Republican National Committeeman from Arizona. Bruce, how are you, sir?
I am well. I thought I was in trouble when I got the phone message. I had missed the so the pressure's off me, I guess. And Bill, I understand it's your birthday.
It is.
So happy, happy, happy birthday, and a peaceful and a healthy and a successful next year to you.
What do they call this, though? Is it Murphy's Law? I've been doing the face off for 10 years. We'll start year number 10 in January. Lord knows how many years on television, and here I am on my birthday. What's my birthday gift? I got Jeff Rogers. Thank you, Jeff, for showing up. And Munger, Mr. Munger, bless his heart, got his signals crossed here. So thank you that I can call upon an emergency with Bruce Ash. How are you doing today, Bruce? Where are you?
Real well. I'm working in my office, and I had my cell phone on silent, and it started like vibrating across my desk, and I said, "Oh no, when I saw the number, I thought to myself, "Oh God, I messed up." But anyway, I'm glad I didn't, and John didn't either. I'm sure that he just got detained, and it was entertaining. I'm not sure what your question was to Jeff a second ago, but it was certainly entertaining to hear Jeff deflect about the benefits of a Trump recovery. And of course, taking most of the credit apparently away from the president.
Well, Bruce, let me pick up where we began. As Jeff has said on the show, he thinks that history will reflect as Donald Trump being the worst president of our times. And John Munger, just a couple of weeks ago, Jeff, as you heard, and Bruce, I don't know if you heard this, he said that Donald Trump will go down in history as the best president since Abraham Lincoln. How do you think history will reflect on Mr. Trump, Bruce Ash?
Great question. And, I guess the answer is who knows. But when you look at Donald Trump, I think you have to first look at the character and the personality of this president. He is a disruptor. And he's been a disruptor since he got into the primaries back in 2015. And you know, when you look back at some of the really great presidents, and I would say that Ronald Reagan was one of them. I would say John F. Kennedy was one of them. Certainly Franklin Roosevelt, going to, Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. They all did it a different way, but each of them was a disruptor. Each of them were responsible for fundamental changes in our country's course and how the federal government actually ran itself. I think for that, for the prosperity that has existed during his term so far and will continue in the next term, God willing, in 2021 through 2025, I think he will be a highly regarded president. When you look at bad presidents, I think you need to look no further than Woodrow Wilson, who really took this country down a very, very dangerous path that we've been on, unfortunately, except for when Republicans come along and judiciary changes come about that right the course back toward the Constitution.
We're going to take our pause right here because Jeff wants to jump in. But Jeff, hold your comment because Jeff and Bruce, it's time to talk something very pleasant, and that's Christmas, the holidays, and Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. I was up, Saturday, Ann and I stopped by and saw Chief Baker and owner Steve. Talk about being busy, Jeff. He's got to do, I think he has to do, like, he has an order today for 50 Danish Kringles, and I didn't ask what flavor, but they come in a wide variety of flavors, traditional custard, cherry, strawberry, blueberry, lemon, apricot, and pecan. Of course, they've got all the Christmas cookies. I brought in a box of them today. Jeff, you haven't had a chance to grab one. I'm sure you
will.
I'll
have one on the way out.
On the way out. And of course, Mona's, Jeff, you know what they do for breakfast and of course lunch. But right now, the big focus is on Christmas. Bruce, what about it? What about Hanukkah and something up at Mona's?
I've got our D.C. son coming in right around the end of the year, and we've already got the plan set up for Matthew, Mike, and myself to go up to Mona's. That'll be my older son will eat them out of house and home.
Well, I'm sure Steve is listening and in anticipation of your family outing up at Mona's, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. It's Mona's Danish Bakery. There's a link at buckmastershow.com. All right, Bruce Ash via the phone line. And by the way, it's an excellent phone line that you have there, Bruce. We can hear you very well. And Jeff Rogers with me in studio. We'll continue on the Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I was also by Moe's over the weekend. They want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. Be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
This is Moa Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, birthday edition of the Political Face-Off. We've got Bruce Ash with us on the live line, Jeff Rogers with me in studio. Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We're in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. Want to do a quick shout-out to one of our great sponsors, Silver City. If you've got any time off, a road trip over to Silver City certainly would be in order. Just a three-hour drive from Tucson. Their website, great starting place, southwestnewmexico.org. You'll find some great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Bruce Ash and Jeff Rogers talking about maybe how history will remember Donald Trump, but closer to, that's of course down the road, but Jeff Rogers, there's a lot of concern among Democrats that Donald Trump is going to be reelected because the Dems just don't have the fire in the belly candidate that they need to beat Trump.
Well, I'm not sure I would describe it quite that way. I think the problem we have is that we have two of our leading four candidates, well, probably three, actually, couldn't beat Trump. I mean, the fact is that if we nominate Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, that we're not going to win key states that we need to win. And I know before we started the show, I was telling you that we need to win all but one of these following states.
Minnesota, which ones?
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Now, we might be able to lose one of those and still beat Trump, but when you look at the populace of those states and the demographics of those states and the what's left of the upper Midwest industrial prowess of that region, you're going to find a lot of voters who aren't going to be very pleased to say, I'm going to raise your taxes so I can pay off this guy's Stanford school loans, or I'm going to raise your taxes and force you into a Medicare for all plan, even though you're satisfied, maybe not thrilled. Nobody's thrilled with their health insurance, but satisfied with the health insurance that your employer's provided for you and which you might have bargained for with your union. There's several policies like that are just not going to sell. And if our candidate that we put up against Trump is espousing programs like that, we're going to lose some of those states that are must wins for us in order to beat Donald Trump. And so that's the cold, stark reality of where we sit as a Democratic Party, that we could actually lose to one of the worst, most corrupt person to ever run the corridors of the White House.
There you go, Bruce Ash. What's your assessment of what Jeff just put together here?
So on the Democratic side, let's face it, every man and woman who stands on that stage, they've all raised their hands for all of the goofy things that Jeff just described and many, many more. There are none of them that the American people are going to accept. They're running to get the nomination, and they're appealing to the most radical and the leftist part of their constituents. They don't resemble the middle of America. Independents don't buy what they're selling, and particularly with the impeachment process and the Mueller investigation and all of the chicanery that went on during the 2016 election, I think that what we're going to see, and this is going to be a hard-fought election. I don't want to minimize this. I always go into an election thinking that we're 10 points down and working as hard as I possibly can. But I believe that Democrats are going to get smacked the same way that the UK Labour Party got smacked last week, because people are interested in results. And frankly, Donald Trump has created a multitude of results, and it's been across the board. And I was in Washington, D.C. just last week for the Hanukkah reception. At that reception, Donald Trump signed a sweeping executive order protecting Jewish students that are on campuses, and they're being attacked and harassed by anti-Semitic gangs and basically ignored by school administrators when these kinds of problems come up in some cases. And this was a very, very dramatic thing on top of all of the other things that Donald Trump has done for Jews and for the state of Israel that are in our country's best interest. And that's just one small area.
Let's see if we can get some of these callers in. Vince has called us at 790-2040. Hey, Vince, happy holiday, my friend.
Yeah, and a happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much, Vince.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, I just was sitting here. I listened to Jeff, and I respect his opinions, but the division in this country started on election day when people started shooting off their mouths saying that the impeachment has begun. I don't think Trump caused a division. And what I wanted to say was you nailed it on results. I was just looking at the campaign promises kept, and he rebuilt the military. The wall might have 170 miles done by the end of the year. The taxes have been lowered. We could go on, but he seems to take a lot of pride in keeping his campaign promises, which I haven't seen in my lifetime.
Okay. Thank you, Vince. Jeff, you want to respond?
Well, he certainly, if you're in the top 1%, or particularly the top 0.1% of America in your earnings and wealth, that tax cut was probably pretty darn good for you. And it was good for corporations because they're able to buy back their stock and increase their own profits that they give to their stakeholders. But if you're one of the average Americans, you didn't see twit from that tax cut. And the wall, they really haven't built any new wall. The only part of the wall that's been built has been replacements of areas where it was falling apart and in need of repair. And the divisiveness of this president, for God's sakes, today he criticized Nancy Pelosi's teeth. Are you kidding me?
What?
He insulted her about her looks and her teeth in a Twitter tweet this morning. I mean, that's... We've never had a politician in American history denigrate people personally like this man does. It's atrocious. I mean, how can we expect any form of civility when he engages in these personal attacks and name-calling all of the time?
All right.
I mean, it's just, it's so divisive. I mean, it's like we're not even in the same America.
Bruce, I've got Rick who would like to go on the air. Would you mind if you don't do a rebuttal quickly?
Yeah, just real quick. I think I'm one of the, I would say, middle class people that did benefit from the tax breaks. But here's the problem with both sides of the aisle. We're not talking about the latest legislation passed by Senator McSally and Congressman Stanton on expanding the region for Mexicans to come across the border throughout the whole state of Arizona without a special visa.
Right, I saw that, Rick. Rick Grinnell, thank you, Rick, and appreciate your service that you have done over the years for this community. And
thank
I hope
you, Rick. It's nice to hear from you. That one thing about that, though, it might be good for the state, but it might not be good for Tucson and Southern Arizona.
All right, Bruce Ash, we go back to you, sir. Go ahead for it looks like a final comment.
Well, very quickly, I respect Jeff, but respectfully, I have to disagree with him about the tax cuts. You know, maybe $2,600 or $3,000 isn't a lot to you, Jeff, or maybe to me. But the guy who's making $15 to $18 an hour, the guy and his wife who are paying for childcare and all of the rent and the taxes and everything else, that $2,600 to $3,000 was a huge benefit to him. And please, let's stop denigrating success in our free enterprise system. That 1% that you talked about, or even the 0.1%, that group paid taxes that equal probably about 30% of the total amount of taxes paid in this country. The upper 10% of wage earners in this country pay nearly 90% of the taxes that come into the revenue. So, you know, stop playing the divide.
All right,
Jeff, that's just not a win.
Bruce Ash, thank you for helping out. Happy Hanukkah to you, sir. And Jeff Rogers, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, Jeff.
CBS News Update. Anticipating a Senate trial after Wednesday's House vote on impeaching President Trump, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said they want no diversions or conspiracy theories, just the facts.
The four witnesses we propose have direct knowledge of why the aid to Ukraine was delayed. We don't know what kind of evidence they will present. They might present exculpatory evidence that helps President Trump. It may be incriminating.
Democrats want to hear from acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton, among others. CBS's Paula Reed.
The White House has tried to spin this by arguing that if Senator Schumer thinks they need more witnesses, that must be because the evidence is not sufficient. But of course, we know the reason that we haven't heard from many of these White House officials is because the White House has not allowed them to testify.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio, the Buckmaster Show birthday edition. And one of my favorite people seated here with me in studio, Pam Krim, CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau, serving Southern Arizona. Pam, it is so serendipitous to have you on today because this has got to be the busiest week for the delivery folks, for the UPS, FedEx, the Postal Service. It's crazy out there. First of all, great to see you.
Well, first of all, great to see you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
And I'm so pleased to be able to see and hear you that you're feeling better.
I would say I'm 90% back. Still in the mornings and the evenings, a little bit hoarse.
Right.
But I'll tell you, Pam, and you know this because you've run into some friends who have this. It's all over town.
Right, where they actually lose their voice.
There you go.
Yeah, it's that, very difficult.
It's very difficult, and it's just like a cold kind of flu that seems to settle in the vocal cords. Anyway.
You're right about this being a very difficult time.
When
you take a look at the statistics from 2018 to 2019, purchases that are being done online that are being shipped are going to hit $135 billion.
Wow.
That's almost a 15% increase over last year. So there's a lot of packages. There are a lot of packages out there and a lot of opportunities for the bad guys to get after them.
What are some of the popular delivery scams that you're hearing about?
Well, one of the most popular ones that people really don't think about that you kind of just automatically respond to is the one about, gee, we've been trying to find you. We have a package to be delivered.
Ooh.
And I don't know about you. I did quite a bit of my shopping online.
Yep.
And I sometimes have a hard time remembering, okay, what's coming today?
Exactly.
What's coming next week? So you automatically, either through email or they leave you a card on your door.
Right.
And they'll put some sort of tracker on that. And they'll want you to just go directly to that.
Ooh.
I warn people from that because the best thing to do is go to the FedEx or UPS or whatever the carrier sign is, or website is, and check the status of your order there. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to give them more information.
Right.
The scammers are saying, gee, contact us, right? And then they're going to ask you questions or they're going to have you fill out more information.
Somewhere in that is going going to be credit card information, Pam.
Exactly.
Somewhere.
Address,
is
credit card, yep. The whole thing.
The whole thing.
So we really, really, you know, ask people to just, once again, just as if when you're online and on Facebook or whatever and you see ads, go to that particular company's separate web address and check them out from that standpoint.
Well, I, like you, have packages that are out there right now that are headed for the Buckmaster household, and I'm kind of worried about it because there's this deal now where they're the scammers or criminals or both
right.
are following the delivery trucks.
I know, it's really frightening and it's very eerie.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we advise people to do, I know it costs extra and I've had the dilemma of having to make that decision too, especially shipping to California recently. Ask for a signature.
Yep.
And again, it does cost
more. It can be a hassle.
And it can be a hassle. And the other thing that you can do too is a lot of the stores will say, gee, if you will ship that merchandise to the store and simply pick it up at the store,
right.
the local store,
right.
Number one, they sometimes discount so that you don't pay for the shipping, but then you know that it's going to arrive there. And then depending on your employer, you can have packages sent to your office instead of your home. Sometimes that works. But it's very, very important. Or you guys, I don't know. In many neighborhoods I used to live in, my neighbors would pick up my package for
me. Right.
And so if you do have a retired neighbor, someone that is around more often than you are, and if they could take a peek at your front stoop and pick it up, that might be a way in which to handle it.
Pam, what are they after beside the obvious about what the content of the package? I mean, there's other information there too.
Well, there's address information,
right?
From who sent it, as well as
right.
obviously yourself. So it's just a real invasion. And what a dreadful way to ruin somebody's Christmas and holiday. I tell you, I'm so pleased. Not only are we getting the word out, and thank you very much, Bill, for having us.
You're welcome.
But a lot of the TV and the radio and the print, everyone's participating in educating us against the fraud that goes on with deliveries. One of the newest things that I was reading about is UPS and some of the other carriers actually have lockers that you can have things sent to. And so I went online,
really?
And you can apply for that and find out where they are. So there is a way to do that. If you go to their websites and you want to do a search, put delivery lockers in, and the directions on how to utilize those will come up.
I've seen these pictures on Facebook of packages piled. In New York City, this actually has been happening. The delivery trucks are so overwhelmed that they're running out of space on the trucks, and we're dumping all this stuff on the sidewalk, and supposedly there was a guard that was watching it. But while they were transitioning, you know, you got to wonder who could pick up a package anytime. It's scary.
Well, and unfortunately, there's such a... such an emphasis towards this right now. There's a lot of people out there saying, gee, I wouldn't have thought about doing that, but now I can.
Sure.
Now I've learned a lot about how to do it.
Yeah.
So it is frightening, and there are things that you can do to lessen your opportunities to
have
loss.
Don't leave the package sitting on the doorstep.
Right. That's the number one. And get a signature. Maybe have a neighbor check your doorstep first thing in the morning, and then before you get home from work, if they're so inclined to do so, have it sent to a locker or have it sent to a local store or your place of work.
What we are seeing, and I mentioned this to you before we went on the air, this transition from the brick and mortar store, the department store, to what we're seeing with the online, it's like the horse and buggy transitioning to automobiles. It's that big a deal.
It's a huge deal. And as the market adjusts to that and we get smarter and we find ways to repurpose the mall, such as what we're doing with Saka and et cetera here within our community, we're kind of in flux and we're learning our way through this process.
Pam, what kind of year has it been? What year was 2019 for you and your team at the Better Business Bureau?
It was a fantastic year for the Better Business Bureau. We had a lot of opportunity to speak to the community and educate the community on scams and other ways in which to help protect yourself as a consumer. We also won one of the growth awards nationally, which we're real proud of. The BBB nationally, there's 100 of us, and they categorize categorize us by size.
Really?
And our particular size, we did win one of the fastest growing BBBs. So I'm really proud of our team from all aspects.
So there are, what, 100 chapters then? Is that it?
There's 100 separate, we're almost like a federation. So okay. Each one of us is a separate 501c6.
In the United States?
In the United States, Mexico, okay. And Canada. There's 100.
Okay, so North America basic, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. And yeah. So each one of us has to have, we have our own board, mm-hmm. Local board of directors, which I think is extremely important and impactful for our community to have the business leaders on our board. I feel very privileged to work with them, as well as it gives us an opportunity to do our local work, and our local work comes first.
Well, people trust the BBB. There's no question about it. The Torch Awards are your big event coming up. What can you tell us about the amount of nominations this year?
Well, it's exciting because this year, all of us at the BBB really put a high goal, and that we wanted to increase our nominations over about 30%, and we've more than done that. So we have an unprecedented amount of nonprofits, businesses, and millennial business owners who have been nominated, and now we're in the process of contacting them and helping them put together their applications and understand our process and putting our judges together. And Dr. Melendez from the Eller School will be our keynote speaker. So we're very excited about that, speak on ethics.
And it's May 1st?
It's May 1st at the Casino del Sol. So that's going to be a fun Friday night.
And more information at the website.
Absolutely. There's more information at the website on time, et cetera. We have closed the nomination time frame, but we look forward to talking more about that as the year goes on.
So much information at bbb.org. So easy to remember. And once you get there, there's just a ton of information. Pam, this community is so indebted for what you do. We are very much appreciative. I certainly am with what you and your team do for this show and what you get the word out to consumers to help in so many ways. I hope you and your lovely family have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you so much, and thank you for allowing us to participate. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Pam Krim from the BBB with us on the BB, the Bill Buckmaster program. Well, we talk about Buckmaster. I'm synonymous, I hope, with trust. It's a great marriage in heaven, right, Pam?
Absolutely. I'll give you a
BBB,
thumbs up.
BBB, there you go. BBB is about trust. Trust is the key word. Another guy we trust, Michael C. Flowers, our certified public accountant, waiting in the wings. Some year-end tax tips that would be, I think, very valuable information for you next. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
Ever dream of taking a river cruise? Bon Voyage Travel introduces you to Ama Waterways. You'll explore authentic culture in captivating landscapes in luxury and comfort, all on board an award-winning fleet while you travel through incredible cities and villages in Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Picture yourself on the river, indulging in Ama Waterways' locally inspired cuisine paired with complimentary wine with every lunch and dinner. Contact Bon Voyage Travel today to customize your river cruise vacation.
Welcome back. The birthday edition of the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Jan and Jack, the owners over there at Green Things on River Road, want me to tell you there are still some poinsettias left. I think they're doing a special. It's just offhand, I think it's like about $20 for a beautiful large poinsettia, and they've got a bunch of them there. They grew 25,000, and they're in every imaginable color. So head over to Green Things for all of your holiday decorating. We are just so fortunate. This time of year, you know, we want to thank people, and it's not like it's just got to be this time of year, but all year we've got such great partners, I call them, sponsors, partners. One of them is with me in studio. He's been with me since day one when we launched the radio project January 3rd of 2010, excuse me, 2011. I'll tell you, when I decided to leave TV and call, I called one guy first, Michael C. Flower, a certified public accountant who's with me in studio. Mike, you were the first call, and what did you tell me? You said go for it, didn't you?
I said, Bill, Tucson needs you, and you've done an incredible job for the community. We love you, and I offer you my personal happy birthday, and you've been a great friend for a long period of time, and look forward to many, many more years together.
Thank you. It's hard to believe we're going to launch into year number 10, nine full years under the belt, and then we did 22 years on TV. That's about 32 years in the business. Michael, what kind of year was it for you and the firm?
We had a great year last year, as everybody should still have the black and blue scars from, was a new tax law, and we took advantage of that in many different formats with the diverse client base we had, and we were blessed to have so many clients. But we did some really tricky
things. You picked up a lot of new clients too.
Well, the new law forces you to see a CPA, and if you're not working with the CPA, you're losing money, as I said on Matt Russell's cruise a lot of times. But yeah. This is the time of year that, if you're serious about trying to save some money, your first phone call, as you did, Bill, when you went into business, is to call your CPA. If you don't have a CPA, we'd be more than happy to help you. But most importantly, you need the outside expertise. We do this year-round, and I've been doing it, as Bill has, for over 40 years. And, you know, we know our business, and we know what can and can't be done in terms of the IRS laws.
Everybody thinks about April 15th, but year-end is really important, isn't it?
You can't write checks in January for 2019. So, you know, these great ideas you have in January and February, I would have, should have, could have, doesn't help you that much. It's much more relevant. You know, there's only a couple of weeks left for the rest of 2019, but most transactions for most individual taxpayers are on a cash basis, so you have to write the check by December 31st. There is an exception with certain credit card charges. If you put certain items on your credit card by December 31st, even though you're going to pay that in 2020 or over the next 3 or 4 years, you will get the deduction in 19. But it's critical that you have a game plan going into it, because if you start to look at your stuff in February and say, oh, wow, I should have done this, I should have set up a 401k, well, too late.
For years, Michael C. Flowers, who, by the way, is a former Chamber of Commerce Small Businessman of the Year, Michael's office was located, you were like a fixture over there on Broadway. Has it been 2 years?
It's 2 years, Bill. Yeah, we bought the building on in Old Farm by Grant and Craycroft, and we just really enjoy the privacy and the solitude of being off Broadway, and had a wonderful 30-year run on Broadway, but somebody
right.
bought the building and needed to occupy it all, and unfortunately we got to move, but it's been a great move for myself as well as the firm and our clients.
You mentioned you had a great cruise with the Matt Russell, who of course has been with us too since day one, doing our weekend watch, and he's been a guest host for me. And you went on that cruise that was put together by Matt, and of course one of our great sponsors here on the program, Ryan Hansen and Bon Voyage Travel. How did that experience go for you, of the Mediterranean?
What an unbelievable experience. And, you know, it's all in the family, as the famous TV show was. You know, I know yourself very well. I know Matt very well. And I knew a number of people on the cruise. But there wound up being over 30 of us that were Tucson-based or
sure.
Tucson-connected. Matt's dad, as you know, is a famous comedian, Mark Russell, and he was on the cruise and a delight, and did a little show for us at the end on just as it related to our cruise. It was a wonderful experience, and I'm afraid that the next time that Matt does this, that there's going to be way more than 30 people on the cruise.
Yeah,
and it was sort of intimate, but once we get up to 50 or 100 or 200 people,
it'll
take on a different dynamic.
Because he is talking about another one in 2020. You had a lot of the people that knew you on the cruise, and they come up to you and they say, you know, I love us being a CPA, but there's always somebody that says, I don't know if I can afford a CPA. You get this all the time. What is your answer to them?
You can't afford not to have a CPA.
Well, people think it's so expensive.
If the amount of money we save compared to our fees, almost, I pretty much guarantee every client that you're going to save more than you pay us. If you paid us $500 to do a tax return and we suggest that you fund an IRA at a higher level, or we find something where, oh, geez, you had a bunch of non-cash charitable contributions that you didn't think of, and we save you $1,000 or $1,500, that's what I love about my business. I can actually quantify the savings. But in addition, it's the peace of mind that you're not, you know, wondering up in the middle of the night, am I going to get a call from the IRS? Did I do that right? You know, I'm not sure I put that on my return. I mean, we've been doing this for 40 years. A lot of my staff, we average about 30 years experience, so we're a bunch of not senior citizens.
If folks are a client and they do get that kind of dreaded message from the IRS, you jump right on it. I'm sure their first call is to you.
Yes.
And then there, of course, the client is panicked, but you're not panicked because you know how to deal with these people.
Right. We do what's known as a power of attorney, where I would never let a client go down to the IRS. And the first thing I tell them is, you sign this form whereby we deal with the IRS. And if the IRS asks questions that would make you uncomfortable, I'd rather they ask me. And then you and I have the ability to discuss it. And what did you exactly do? And, you know, we know sort of the leading questions they ask to get at a possible change to your tax return, and we just don't let them get away with it.
Okay, last year, a big change year. Is this going to be a 2019, a big change year?
It's not a big change year, but it's the first year that you have a full year to think about. The biggest change for businesses was a qualified business income deduction, unbelievably controversial in 19. calendar 19 for the 2018 returns. But this year, there's a number of things and there's a number of planning opportunities associated with that that we're implementing daily. And the CPA community as a community has come up with some really good ways to deal with and to save clients more and more tax money. And we've invested a lot of money in our staff and in continuing education, and we're really up on the new tax law and ready to go.
Are you accepting appointments now?
We're very interested in talking to people. Even if we don't serve you, if you have a question that should I do this, should I do that, as a courtesy to you, Bill, and the community, we're happy to take phone calls.
Really? You'll take a question?
Yeah, we'll take a question on the phone, no charge. And if by some chance you come in and meet with us, we don't charge for that initial meeting. At that meeting, if we agree that you're going to become a client, then we try to give you an estimate and give you some advice. But that half hour to 1 hour that I normally spend with a new client is probably the most valuable time that the client can get out of our firm, because we pretty much set up what the whole program is going to be going forward, as well as looking back historically.
So what about your contact information? The website, would that be a good place?
I think just my our office phone number is 327-8706. It's Michael Flowers. If you Google me, the firm comes up. I'm pretty well known in the community. So
327-8706. Again, 327-8706. And it's easy to remember. Just put
Mike
in
Flowers.
Flowers. Tucson, CPA, you're going to find you.
Yes, definitely. I've been blessed with
the very best to you and your team and your lovely family at this holiday season and beyond. We look forward to a great 2020, Michael.
What a great way to celebrate your birthday, Bill. I'm
it
honored
is.
To be
I'm,
on the show
I'm
during
just
your
glad
birthday.
Glad to have you on my birthday. I'm glad to have you on any day.
Let's just keep our friendship
right.
and our professional relationship going constantly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Michael C. Flowers with us in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. That's going to conclude the Buckmaster Show for this Monday. Thank you so much. And again, a quick thanks to all of my friends. My goodness, the Facebook people who have sent along the birthday greetings, the people who have emailed me, left voicemails, have said happy birthday in person. You mean so much to me. You guys are really special. I've got the greatest listeners and friends in town. Have a great day.